A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
Hey there, this is your spiritual alignment coach and mentor, Courtney Browning. Welcome to another episode of Unhindered Woman. Are you ready for some hashtag real talk that will inspire and serve you, my performance-driven Christian sisters? A conversation that will deepen and personalize your relationship with God by revising the routine scripts you've been taught about Christianity. This is not to be a replacement for professional counseling and or legal advice. Hey, sis, grab your hot beverage of choice.
Have you ever felt like you were having to do something that God was asking you to do and it was against your will? But, okay, God, if you're telling me to do it, fine, I'll do it. Have you ever had that thought process?
I have.
Actually, something is coming up to me. I had a situation with a family member over the last year and a half, and I knew it was the right thing to do was to help this person. And to be honest, I did not want to help this person. I wanted to actually, I felt really justified in being able to articulate to this person, I'm not going to help you, and here's why. And yet, when I sat with God, he showed me through his word, as he always does, that that would be the wrong decision for me to make, that it actually would bring hardship to me. And man, I have to be honest with you, every single time I would go and help this person, I was so perplexed in my head and in my emotions, most of the time, to the point of tears, because I just didn't want to help this person. And what I learned to do is do that with God and not by myself. You know, God says in 1 Peter 5, 7, sorry for the noise if you hear it. That's me lifting up my phone to read this to you. Listen to this. It says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. And that's Amplified Classic Version. Y'all know I love Amplified. It amplifies everything. I was definitely in a state of anxiety and worry. And I wanted to not be there, right? Remember in the last episode, I talked about how in times of making decisions, there is process. There's this, you know, it's kind of like seed time harvest. You've got the seed of here's an opportunity. You've got time. And what you do during that time is the harvest that you potentially are setting yourself up for. That's a word for somebody right there. We get to determine what our harvest is. I mean, that's day to day, y'all. We have seed time harvest every day, all day, if we're honest, because there's a seed of opportunity and then there's time. And what we do during that time, it will perpetuate a harvest that we will eventually experience. That's a good word right there. When we're in this place of process, it is a time of recognizing what is going on in our heart. And as I share it with you, in that scenario of helping this person, what was in my heart was a lot of things. So I'll say a few of the thoughts. One was, they don't deserve my help. They did this, 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 this. So I have every right to not help them. And then the bottom line was, I don't want to. Those are just a few of the thoughts that I had while I was in that process. But here's the thought that rose above every single one of those thoughts. God, even though I don't want this, I want what you want. So show me what to do. And like I shared, each time I would go and help this person, I would be at the point of tears. But remember what I said, I did it with God. And so I would sit in my place where most of the time I spend with God, which is in my office in a chair. And I would literally verbally say to God, God, I don't want to do this. God, this is so hard. God, can't this be passed on to somebody else? God, help me here. And I would allow that uncomfortableness, let it have its way. You know, there was a time when I would go through that and I would feel like I don't even want to allow that to happen. Because if I allow that to happen, it felt like I would never recover and that I would be in somebody's straitjacket somewhere. That's how I used to feel when it came to experiencing such brokenness. And now I've learned I'm not going to die. I'm actually going to be free on the other side. So girl, let this happen. Go there. Do it. And so I would do that every single time because I knew God's with me. If you hear nothing else in this, God is with you and he is only involved as much as you allow him to be involved. And the way that you allow him to be involved is to first and foremost acknowledge him. God. The moment you say God, you've acknowledged him. It's not this big woo-woo step 10 thing, you know, 10 steps to acknowledging God. No, God. And then say what's on your heart. And then just sit with him. Sometimes a scripture will come. Sometimes a song will rise and you go play that song. And you'll hear some things that are from his heart to yours. This walk with God isn't as complicated as we tend to make it at times. And if there were such a crown for who can complicate things, that would have been given to me over the years. Thankfully, I have set that crown down because I recognize I don't do very good when I wear it. Ah, shoot. So getting back to what this whole thing of allowing God in our decision making and allowing the process, that's not a fun word. And yet it is a very active word. And it is an active word that really, when we allow it, it makes it so that God can show us how he has our best interest in mind all the time. And I want to share something on the backside of that this is going to be an ouch for several of us. 1 Peter 5:7, remember it says to cast the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on him. Meaning, throw it over on him. Like, imagine yourself taking a blanket and throwing it over on the couch. Like, once you've tossed that blanket, don't pick it back up. That's what that's saying. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Do you know the scripture that is before that? Y'all, it's an ouch scripture. It's a big ouch scripture. I'm going to read part B of 1 Peter 5:5. It says, for God sets himself against the proud, the insolent, the overbearing, the disdainful, the presumptuous, the boastful. And he opposes, listen to this, frustrates and defeats them, but gives grace, favor, and blessing to the humble. Therefore, verse 6, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Y'all, grab your Bible or grab your Bible app. I want you to look at the actual punctuation that is behind the word you. You will see a comma, not a period. I'm going to say that again. At the end of verse 6, behind the word you, you will not see a period. You will see a comma. It is pivotal that you recognize that, because what it is doing, it is letting us know that this is a continuation of what is being said. It is a continuation of a thought that is being conveyed to us. So, how do you humble yourself? You do it by doing what's behind that period, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on Him. Okay, here's the ouch. If we're not doing that, it says that this is how we can be humble. What is the opposite of humility? Pride. The Bible tells us that pride comes before a fall. When we are not positioning ourselves to be before our Father, our Heavenly Father, with all these cares and all these concerns or all these challenges like the one that I just shared with you about the situation and helping someone that I really didn't want to, then we are resisting God and His ability to help us and to care for us. And we're resisting our help, y'all. And I don't know about you, but as the days are going by, I need more help from God than ever in every area of my life. In marriage, in children, grandchildren, in every area of my life, every relationship that I have in my life, I need God's help. Because I'm not that brilliant in and of myself. I have an end to my ability and capacity. I need His super on my natural. And I have to believe that you too are in that same state. And so as much as I may at times think I'm brilliant or that I have the answers or that I know what to do, I've had too many times where I have had to be humbled and be resisted by God, right? That whole thing, what does it say? Where He would oppose me and I would be frustrated and feel defeated in a situation. Why? Because He just kind of takes His hands back and just says, well, I'll just let you have that. That's the decision you're making. It's not the decision I'm leading you to make. Go ahead. I'll be here when you're done, right? Remember what I said before, He never leaves us. However, He will allow us to make our choices. That's what's so beautiful about God. He is not one who will try to convince us against our will. He's a gentleman. He will never override our will. He will allow what we allow. So, I'm curious. Are you finding yourself in a place where you are resisting that uncomfortable place of tension, where there's some things coming up in your heart, like I shared about the situation where I was helping someone, and I had to realize that I just didn't want to be kind. I didn't want to be a help. And let me just be real with you. My reasons, by all appearances, were very much and are very much justified. And by all appearances, in human standards, they would actually be accepted as, oh yeah, you don't have to do that. But our God has a higher standard. And He has a greater purpose as to why He would lead us to do something that is against what the norm or the culture or the majority would say, it's okay. He has a greater reason. And he knows the outcome for why he's asking us to do what he's doing. Why does he want us to partner with him? I'll tell you this. That chapter of helping that person, it gave me my identity. It showed me who I am. It made it so that I no longer placed my identity in another human being ever again. It brought about deliverance for me that would have never come any other way. God knew that was the outcome. What if I resisted that whole process? I wouldn't know who I am. I would have continued to look for my identity to be through a human being, to be defined and shaped through another human being. That no longer is a thing for me. Friend, I want you to think about if you don't allow God to be a part of your everyday life and your every situation and interaction, and acknowledge him and be in fellowship with him on a regular basis, where your life is fully evidence that there's someone greater than you working in your life. What are you sacrificing? What are you missing out on the other side? Miles Monroe said, "The graveyard is the richest place on earth." Because many dreams and visions died with those who were in those graves. They were never realized. I have to believe that as a leader, you never want that to be said about you. I know that's not what I want to ever be said about me. And the way that we can be sure that we do our utmost for his highest is that we humble ourselves and allow whatever process has to take place so that we can do whatever it is that he is leading us to do. And that obviously starts with, are we letting him lead us? Are we letting him be a part of our interactions and our everyday transactions that we're a part of? Are we? If not, let's change that. It's not as hard as you think. And if you need help in that, I'd love to host space for you there. You can reach out to me by email, Courtney@unhinderedwoman.com. Remember, there's no U in my first name, so it's Courtney. You can message me, send me a message, and just say I could use some prayer. I'd love to pray for you, but know this, I pray for you often, as I said earlier this year. I do, I pray for you often. I pray for you at least 2 or 3 times a week, and I will continue to do so until my last breath, because I desire for you to fulfill all of the dreams that God has for you to fulfill. Until next time, friend, be sure to humble yourself and allow the process and watch God do incredible things on your behalf. You will be amazed at how he truly can and will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever to dare ask, dream, think, or imagine, according to his power that is at work within you. Allow his power to work in you so that he can work through you.
Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of Unhindered Woman. My hope is that you feel seen, known, and loved by God. This podcast is here to serve and inspire you. To explore more on how to work with me, find out what I'm up to, and where you can find me on social media, head on over to www.courtneybrowning.com. And by the way, there's no you in my first name. I'd love and appreciate it if you give me a quick review in this app that you're listening in through. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. Talk with you soon, and bye-bye for now.